Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Yes, you are now listening or watching to this Monday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your snowy, cold, and cloudy Monday, Veterans Day afternoon. We've got a lot to get to, and going to be just 1,000 with you guys. This will not be a fun show for the most part. This is going to be a very tough show. Because this is one of those days where, you know, of course, this is sports talk radio, right? You know, we talk X's and O's and we break down wins and losses and we talk about players of the game. And we have a lot of fun every single weekday afternoon here on WKAR's Current Sports. But what happened over this weekend was simply a sobering reminder that there are more important things going on in our respective lives. I was in church yesterday morning and into the early afternoon when my phone began to buzz about the news of Zachary Winston, the brother, one of the brothers of Cassius Winston. I was in church. I got the text message from a few of our listeners out there. The direct messages from a few of our listeners out there saying, Al, have you heard the news? And right before the sermon, I looked at my phone and that's when I proceeded to go to Twitter. And I saw so many Spartan fans out there, so many players commenting on the unfortunate passing of Zachary Winston. In just a moment, I'm going to give you guys, if you haven't heard already, I'm sure many of you know by now, the details surrounding Zachary's death. And I want to put in a perspective a few things, okay? So I want to comment on that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the atmosphere was like last night. I did not get the chance to attend last night's game. I was sick as a dog last night. All I did was just sit on my couch and try and recuperate. I was not feeling well, but I watched just about every moment of last night's Michigan State men's basketball contest against Binghamton. And that was the regular season opener, home opener, I should say, for MSU men's basketball, trying to rebound after that loss to Kentucky in the Champions Classic out in New York City in Madison Square Garden. And not even 24 hours after the death of his brother, Cassius Winston decided to play last night. So put on that green and white jersey and go out there alongside his second family, being the MSU men's basketball team, and try to find some solace in the game that he loves. You talk about inspiration. You talk about courage. That's the definition of courage, what we saw last night. And then I woke up this morning and my phone began to blow up again. Al, have you heard the news? What news this time? What, it's snowing outside? I mean, my goodness. I mean, what other news can break when it comes to the camp of Michigan State Athletics that already make us feel like crap? I mean, my goodness. And next thing you know, I look at my phone and Charles Rogers has passed away. The famed Michigan State football product went on to have not a great career in the NFL, but he battled multiple demons. Charles Rogers has died at the age of just 38. 38 years old. You know how young that is? 38. Heavy. Heavy stuff this morning. And, oh, yeah. Did you see what happened Saturday on the gridiron at Spartan Stadium? As Michigan State blew a game in which was... Let's be real here. That game was in the bag. That game was won. And Michigan State football somehow, some way, finds a way. Oh, that game. And send everybody in Spartan Nation in shock.
Yep.
Jack Kerr behind the glass. Yeah, Jack. It's I guess it's bittersweet because... Yeah, you look at it, and Mark D'Antonio, he's not coming back next year. Let's be real here. He's not. I see no scenario in which he comes back. I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm going to get to that later on. But all of that happened this weekend. I mean, I can't think of a more somber weekend than this weekend in MSU athletic history. Can't believe it. So we have a lot to talk about. I got a lot to get off my chest. I'm sure you have some things that you want to get off your chest. So phone lines are open. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. That's how you can call in and weigh in. Would love to hear from you guys, especially it's Veterans Day. I'm sure many of you have the day off and are hopefully sitting cozy on that couch, listening to current sports as it continues to snow outside. So give us a call. If you've never called before, please, we welcome you to the show. Also, you can weigh in at facebook.com/WKAR News. Many of you already chiming in there, right below the live stream. And you can also tweet us. You can tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. So a lot to get to. Let's begin to get right to it. Again, Jack Kerwin behind the glass. Here are your quick hit headliners. Okay, I want to start here If you have not heard, former Michigan State football All-American and Detroit Lions wide receiver Charles Rogers has passed away. The Saginaw native was just 38 years old. Former coach Don Durrett said Rogers, who played football for him at Saginaw High, he said he passed away overnight. A cause and location of death was not immediately available. Right now, TMZ Sports is reporting, they sent this out around 7:33 a.m., that Rogers had been diagnosed with liver disease and cancer, and he was awaiting a liver transplant before he passed away. MLive is also reporting that same thing. So that is coming from his ex-Saginaw High basketball coach, Marshall Thomas, who went on record to say, quote, he had cancer. Whether that was related to his liver, I don't know. They had given him 30 days to live if he did not get a liver transplant. Again, that's according to his former basketball coach at Saginaw High, Marshall Thomas. So still awaiting official word, if we will receive any official word or confirmation as to the passing and the details of Charles Rogers. We'll be sure to let you guys know. Keep it locked to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News if that does indeed come to the surface at some point today. But Rogers, a five-star high school recruit, he played for Bobby Williams at Michigan State from 2000 to 2002. He finished with 2,821 yards on 135 catches, 27 touchdowns, in two seasons here in East Lansing. That's before entering the NFL draft, where he went on to become the number two overall draft pick in the 2003 NFL draft. More on the passing of Charles Rogers in just a moment. And as I mentioned just a moment ago, yesterday this news rocked Michigan State athletics and Spartan Nation as a whole, as we found out that Zachary Winston, an Albion College student and basketball player and University of Detroit Jesuit High alum, sadly passed away on Saturday night. Winston is a younger brother of Michigan State basketball All-American Cassius Winston. Zachary was struck and killed by an Amtrak train in Albion, and after investigating that incident, it is being ruled a suicide. Zachary Winston took his own life. 19 years old, a sophomore on the Division III Albion basketball team, along with his youngest brother, Kai. Cassius Winston, he did not speak to the media, justifiably so, after Michigan State's game against Binghamton last night, but he did make his first public comment centered on the passing of Zachary Winston today on his Instagram page. I'll read a bit of it. It's pretty lengthy, but I'll comb through it here. Bear with me. This is Cassius Winston's Instagram, at CassiusWinston5. Quote, I'm going to put this on here because I need you to read it, and I feel like this is the best way for it to get to you. I love you, bro, with everything I have in my entire body. I love you so much. If I could carry your pain, I would wear it on my shoulders just to see you happy and wouldn't think twice. I understand it was too much. I understand, I really do. And your story won't end here. I can promise you that. The next time I run into someone in your situation, I'm gonna save them. Because that's what you would want me to do. I wish it was a term that goes deeper than brother, because that's what you are to me. One third of my heart. And I'm struggling because there is nothing that can replace that smoothie. I need you. I miss you. But I'm so proud of you, bro. You fought every demon with everything you had in you. You went to war with yourself every single day, not knowing if you could win that battle. and you won time after time. You stood tall, and you let your family love you. You gave me everything I asked for. Just one day, you didn't have enough strength. And that's okay, man. That's really okay. People can't go through what you went through. You are the strongest, wisest, kindest, most caring person. The best brother slash gang member I could ever ask for. And I wouldn't replace you or change any single thing about you, not one. I don't like doing these because I feel like they for show. But I need you to read this, Smoothie. And I need you to know that I love you and I care for you. And the only reason I can sit here and still stand is because I know you are not in any more pain. The only reason I'm still standing. After that, bro, we really got beef. And when I see you again, I'm beating yo. I can't say that word on the radio. Because it's no way you got me out here trying to adjust to life without you, bro. This is so deep. We supposed to see all this out together. But we'll have that convo next time I see you, Smoothie Bean. Rest up, my baby, and keep watching over us. Save me a seat. And when it's all said and done, I'm going to have so much to tell you. You gone already, but no, I'm going to tell you anyway. Love you, gang member. Wish your story could have had a different ending. It's okay, though. Enjoy it up there. I'm going to see you soon enough. Hashtag love Smoothie. Again, word for word, what Cassius Winston had to say concerning the death of his brother, Zachary Winston. More on that story in just a moment. On to less important matters. The Michigan State men's basketball team, as I mentioned, did have a basketball game last night. It was the home opener for the regular season. Michigan State got a 100-47 win over Binghamton, the Bearcats, as Michigan State now moves to 1-1. And Jack, you just let me know behind the glass that the new AP men's college basketball top 25 rankings have come out, and Michigan State is three, right? Ranked number three.
Yeah, that is correct. They dropped to number three.
Okay. And I believe Cassius finished with a stat line of 17 points
and 11 assists. Yep, double-double.
Unbelievable, right? To go out there in front of the public. Talk about strength. Okay. MSU football. My goodness. MSU football. The Spartans ended up losing to Illinois on Saturday afternoon. 37-34 was the final in that game. Michigan State had a really comfortable lead and then just blew it. Completely blew it in the second half. More on that game later on this hour. Despite a first-half goal from freshman forward Gianni Ferry, sixth-seeded Michigan State men's soccer saw its season come to an end. 2-1 against third-seeded Michigan in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament yesterday out in Ann Arbor. So Michigan State concludes its season with just a 3-12-3 record, while Michigan improves to 10-4-4. The Wolverines advance to take on second seed Penn State in College Park, Maryland, on November 15th, so 4 days from now. And a night after a 2-0 shutout win over number six Penn State, the Michigan State hockey team nearly fought back from a four-goal deficit before falling to the Nittany Lions 6-4, trailing 5-2 entering the third period on Saturday. The Spartans scored twice to make it a one-goal game, but with an empty net for an extra attacker, Penn State scored with 29 seconds left to play to hang on for that 6-4 dub. So MSU and Penn State, they split that series. Patrick Kortarenko, he scored twice and had an assist to lead the Spartans, while Mitchell Lewandowski and Dennis Cesana both had a goal and an assist. So the Spartans will start a home-and-home series with Michigan on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at Yost Ice Arena, and then host the Wolverines on Saturday at 7 p.m. I also want to note that it is rivalry week. Speaking of MSU hockey taking on Michigan, right, and Michigan State men's soccer falling to Michigan to end their season, Michigan State football will now take on the Michigan football team on Saturday out in Ann Arbor. If I did not mention that, I don't think I did. Okay, and the Detroit Lions They also lost yesterday. Just a tough weekend. I'm sorry, Michigan sports fans. Goodness, this was a tough weekend. 20-13 was the final as the Lions fall to the Chicago Bears. And the Lions now have a record of 3-5-1. I believe, Jack, correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, they are in the basement, not tied with anybody, right? Because they lose to the Bears. 3-5-1 in the NFC North. They are in the basement.
They sure are, and they are hopefully going to lose every game from here on out. Let's get Patricia out of here. Let's get Quinn out of here. Let's get a high draft pick. Start over. Didn't work. Let's try again.
Yeah, and Matthew Stafford did not play. He was not behind center. That news broke yesterday morning due to fractures in his back. Same story that kind of broke after last season, right? Where we found out that Matthew Stafford played with fractures in his back last season. So, yeah. How about those Lions? Hell, yeah. I see people picking fun at me also on Facebook. Yes, I'm not saying how about them Cowboys today as my Cowboys lost to the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins. I guess if I'm going to lose to somebody, you know, I want it to be a Spartan, right? Kirk Cousins played great. He has played great. I think, Jack, you should put that man in the MVP conversation this season if he continues to play this great. I don't think he'll win it, but at least put him in the conversation. The Vikings beat my Cowboys, and thank you, Brad, for those watching on the Facebook live stream right now. Our very own Brad Walker always leaves a treat on my desk here during the show, and that says Skull Vikings with the Cowboys helmet that my listeners Ben and Stephanie and AJ got me. That Cowboys helmet is upside down. So I'm a good sport. I'll take that, Brad. I'll take it on the chin today. Those are your current sports quick hit headliners.
I get to be at a place and watch a kid go through this and think that I have a chance to help him. It's incredible. But when you leave here tonight, whoever it is, son, daughter, older mother, father, wife or husband, it'd do you good to tell them you love them and you appreciate them. And it would do you a lot of good that any people closest to you that you say that. You say it, and you say it, and you say it. Because one morning you wake up, and everything's one way. And by 9 o'clock that night, everything's another way. And then you don't get a chance to say it. So I told my team after, I loved every one of them. And I told him that I was proud of Marcus Bingham. Because last night, when I got to the hotel, Cash had just found out, and he was in Mike Garland's room. We have a coach stay there the night before, and they were all in the room. So I took Cash and went downstairs, and him and I sat there and waited for his brother to come. And Marcus Bingham, I was told later, stood up, and Marcus doesn't say a word. And he said, everybody in this room, go to your room, call your family members and tell them you love them. Now, for Marcus to say that, you don't understand it because you don't know him that well. But it was like I said to Mike, who said that? And, you know, sometimes you got to make and learn and grow from positive things and negative things. And last night, I probably grew as a coach, as a person, as a father. And just do what I said. I know sometimes you don't like to do what I say, but this is one time, do what I say. You'll be better off. And thank you for the way you handled everything and, you know, kind of talk to our guys, but you know, it's going to be hard for them to answer a lot of questions, but, you know, you're open to do what you got to do, and I promise you the locker rooms will always be open at Michigan State. Thank you.
And the pass is complete. Rodgers races for the end zone. Touchdown! Tom runs to the same play as a year ago. Remember the 68-yard play? It was a blitz.
And Deke designed to get a first down.
That's exactly right. The wide receiver reads the blitz, runs the slant. Last year it was Haygood. This year it's Charles Rogers.
6 yards and 3 carries. Play fake to him, and Smoker rolls hard. And he's got Rogers. First down as he takes a lick. Here on third down. Smoker's looking for Rogers. Good fade to the corner. Rogers in the foot race has got a touchdown. Touchdown, Spartans. The phenomenal sophomore from Saginaw with his 6th touchdown of the season. Strikes first. They haven't shown much of that this year, but they do here. Slant him underneath.
See that?
Now he breaks upfield. Got it in midfield. A nice pattern run by Rogers. Back he goes again. Going to go one-on-one. Rogers. Great thought. Grabbed it. Oh, what a catch by Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, what you just heard were a few clips. The first from last night after the Michigan State men's basketball win against Binghamton as Michigan State moves to 1-1 on the year. That's not important right now, though. What you just heard was a few comments from Tom Izzo, head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team, as you know, he took the podium, and it's just such an emotional moment. Those who were there at that game last night, you know, prior to the tip, Jeremy Sampson, public address announcer, there was a moment of silence that Jeremy Sampson led last night as the entire Breslin Center, those who were in attendance, held a brief moment of silence for the now gone Zachary Winston, who is the brother of Michigan State men's basketball star Cassius Winston. Highly emotional moment. Cassius immediately broke down in tears. He, you know, wiping his face, and the camera goes over to Tom Izzo, and Tom Izzo's breaking down. And then, and even before that, you know, I'm told by many who were there before tip time, well before tip time, that Cassius, along with his dad and I believe his other brother, Kai, they all participated in just a shoot around, those three, and it was very emotional. They all broke down as they're putting up shots before the game. I mean, Cassius, I don't know how you get through something like this, man. That's... You lean on the people you love, and you lean on the man above, which is easier said than done. But that's tough. That's beyond tough. And to know that Zachary took his own life. And before I proceed with this conversation, I do want to let you guys know this is a. This is a heavy topic, and this is a topic we've tackled on this show before. I specifically remember when we had Anthony Iani on the show a few times. Anthony Iani, former MSU men's basketball big man, the first D1 player with autism who has gone on to do great things. He's a motivational speaker now. He goes and travels with his relentless tour and talks to countless young men and women across the nation. And he addresses the topic of suicide as well, which we've talked about here on the show. And before I proceed with this conversation, I want to let you guys know that if you know somebody who may be struggling mentally, who may be in a dark state, if there's any inkling that kind of mental state is there, or if you yourself are struggling with those thoughts, please, I beg you, you have people that love you. It may not feel like it right now, but there are people who love you. Please seek the help. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, please call 1-800-273-8255. Again, 1-800-273-8255. Make that call. Because you are loved, you are worth it. And you can also visit the Suicide Prevention Lifeline online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Okay? So before I proceed, I wanna pass that along because, you know, I myself know people. You know, I went to college with a few buddies of mine, two actually, that struggle with depression and dark thoughts. And, you know, with one of them, we had kind of a mini intervention, and we talked to him and said, hey, man, we want to get you help. Are you willing to get that help? And sometimes it takes good friends like that to sit down with somebody and say, hey, man, I love you. I love you. Those three words are so powerful. I love you, and I want to help you get help. It's a real thing, especially here in 2019, where suicide rates seem like they're constantly rising. And with that being said, you heard what Tom Izzo had to say. It's so true. You know, tell somebody today. Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is never promised. Tell somebody that you love them today, because you never know what that person's going through and what those words could mean in their life. And you never know when's the next time you're going to see him, okay? But, you know, Tom told the story of when Cassius got the news. You know, he's sitting there with Cassius and waiting on his brothers and family to arrive. And Cassius is torn up. And Marcus Bingham, who is a quiet guy, apparently, Marcus Bingham got up and told every one of his teammates to call somebody you love right now. And then the courage, because I did not, when this news broke, I did not think that Cassius Winston was going to suit up and go out there and play against Binghamton. I mean, it's Binghamton. No slight against Binghamton, but Michigan State could have beaten Binghamton without Cassius Winston. But, you know, it's probably what his brother would have wanted, right? For him to go out there and play. And we've seen stories similar to that of Cassius's, like yesterday, where, you know, something tragic happens in an athlete's life, and you know, they may have a game that day or that week or a few days after, and that athlete uses the game as an outlet, uses the game as a sort of therapy. And I believe that's what we saw Cassius Winston do last night. He used it as therapy with his family, right there in attendance, with his other family, Spartan Nation, right there on the court with him, and you guys who attended the game. That takes a lot of courage, though. And Cassius Winston, to go out there and play less than 24 hours after your brother passes, wow. You know, I got a little emotional watching that last night. Can't lie. I just wanted to touch on that. Now, I wanted to echo the sentiments of Tom Izzo. Because when you have a story like this, it's a sobering reminder of the important things in life. If you would like to weigh in and have any thoughts about, you know, I would love to hear from any of you who were in attendance in last night's game, or even if you just saw it or you had a reaction. I'm sure you had a reaction after you read that news. I want to hear from you guys. And, you know, before I hit this first break, you know, Jack, you are a graduate, a proud graduate of U of D Jesuit. And, you know, we talk constantly here on the airwaves about, you know, you going to school with the Winston brothers and you knowing, I don't know, you're not really close with them, but you did, you know, you know them.
Yeah, I was friends with Cassius. I never really knew his two brothers, though.
Yeah, you never really knew his two brothers. I can, have you had any conversations with any of your high school classmates? I'm sure the school is rocked right now, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a time of mourning for all of us that are, you know, associated with the University of Detroit Jesuit, because, you know, we knew Cassius before Cassius was Cassius to a degree. You know, he was obviously very well known when he was in high school because of what he would be when he got to college, but obviously now he is, you know, the star, the likes of which UAD hasn't really seen otherwise. And, you know, before any of that stuff, he was a UAD Cub, and he's obviously very loved by everyone within that school, you know, but not because of the basketball player he is, but because of the man he is. Nobody would have ever guessed that Cassius was like a superstar basketball player talking to him when you know, he was at UAD. And, you know, we're all praying hard for the Winston family, for Cassius and Kai and his parents as well. So I can't imagine what they're going through at all. And I don't think there's anything any of us can say that can make anything better. But, you know, we're all here for him, and we love those guys.
Without a doubt. Very well said, Jack. And to this morning, my goodness, Charles Rogers passing away at just the age of 38. On tomorrow's Current Sports, we're going to have more on the death of Charles Rogers. I actually, I was texting or messaging back and forth with Cody Tucker. I don't know if you guys remember Cody, but Cody did an outstanding job as a sports features reporter here in the Lansing area just a few years back with the Lansing State Journal. And we actually had Cody on the show when this story went viral. But he did a story on Charles Rogers where he got to spend a lot of time with Charles, I believe down in Florida, I believe. And, you know, got to spend hours upon hours getting to know Charles Rogers and told the story of, you know, Charles Rogers' rise to fame here at Michigan State as a star wide receiver to his brief stint in the NFL and the demons that he battled away from the game that eventually led to him not having a long career in the National Football League. But we're going to have Cody Tucker on the show tomorrow, and he is going to give us a firsthand recount of what it was like covering that story, what it was like being right there, you know, spending a few days with Charles Rogers. And as far as the details of his death right now, again, what I'm seeing from MLive, and again, this is also being reported by TMZ, Charles Rogers, they say that Charles Rogers did battle liver disease and cancer and was awaiting a liver transplant. They got that information from his former high school coaches. So, just two extraordinary losses and two solemn stories that are just really hard to process for Michigan State fans everywhere. With that said, phone lines are open. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, go to facebook.com/WKARnews. You can watch the show there and comment below that video. You can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKARnews. What I want to do right now is, while you guys are weighing in, I'm going to read a few of your comments on the other side of this first break. And when we come back, we are going to try to talk some sports here on this Veterans Day edition of Current Sports. And we got to address it, right? Michigan State football's epic collapse against Illinois on Saturday night. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Happy Veterans Day to all of the vets who are listening or watching right now. Thank you so much for your service. For me personally, shout out to my uncle, Uncle Snoochie. That's his nickname, Uncle Eddie. But we call him Uncle Snoochie. Long story behind his nickname. But he fought in the Vietnam War. So, Unc, love you. Happy Veterans Day to you. Jack, any shout outs? You got any veterans in your family you want to shout out on this Veterans Day, November 11th?
Yeah, absolutely. We can shout out my two grandparents, my two grandfathers who both served in World War II, and then my Uncle Dale as well, who served in the Navy.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Okay. From that to this. This is it. This is it. This is going to be a moment that we look back and say, yep, that is what officially did it. If you didn't already believe that the Mark D'Antonio era was coming to an end, I don't know how you can look at what happened on Saturday and say to yourself, he'll be back. I don't see it. Michigan State football lost 37-34 against the Illinois Fighting Illini on Saturday. At one point holding a 25-point lead. 28-3 was the score at one point in that game, and Michigan State blew that game, allowing a 27-point fourth quarter for the Fighting Illini. I could not believe what I was seeing with my eyes in that game. I thought this was a game in which you say to yourself, okay, Michigan State is going to rebound here. Everything's going great. The offense seems to be clicking. And then what started it for me when watching that game was the Hail Mary throw to the end zone that put a touchdown on the scoreboard for Illinois right before halftime. You kind of felt like, okay, Illinois is now going into the locker room with some confidence. The tide is turning a bit here. They're gaining some confidence. Michigan State has to come out the gates in that third quarter and just shut the door and put a foot on the throat. And then when you look at that play again, that Hail Mary, I don't know why Michigan State just didn't go. That's a moment where you just want to go into a prevent defense. I mean, my goodness, just pull everybody back. It looked like they just went man on every receiver. And it led to that touchdown. And we all know what happened. I'm not going to sit here and break down play after play what led to that Michigan State loss. At the end of the day, it was a loss. And it was I was sitting this morning at my desk trying to think about just offhand, you know, whether or not I have witnessed a worse loss in Mark D'Antonio's tenure, and I couldn't come up with anything. Just couldn't. Now, maybe you could bring up what, like, I thought about 2011 when they, you know, when they lost to Bama, but yeah, I mean, come on now. It's Bama. You know, some people have brought up on Twitter the college football playoff loss to Alabama, but again, it's Alabama. This, with everything that's happened this, you know, this season, and knowing that Mark D'Antonio, you know, everybody believes that this may be his last year, and I think it is. I just don't see it. I don't see him coming back after this season. But, you know, you needing just something positive to inspire your team, to give some kind of, to provide some kind of smile on Michigan State fans. And it looks like it's going to happen. You have a 28-3 lead, coasting, and you blow that? This feels like the nail in the coffin. There's a video. I followed Mark after, I believe he shook hands with Lovie Smith. After that, I followed Mark with my smartphone as he took a walk from about probably midfield, so about the 50-yard line to the tunnel. And I just followed him. I recorded him for about, 2 minutes and some change, something like that. And that video, I posted it on my Twitter feed, again, at Al Martin, WKAR. That, without a doubt, is the most viewed video in the history of my time being on Twitter. It has 79.1 thousand views right now. And I just followed Mark. I just followed him as he walked from midfield to the tunnel. And he's talking to players and saying, hey, come on, get in the tunnel. Come on, guys, locker room. You know, yelling at a few players. And there's just a few moments where you just see, well, not a few moments, pretty much the entire video, you can see in his eyes just how much of a toll this season is taking on him. Anger, frustration, a hint of sadness in there as well, as he's, you know, just touching his head and moving back his hair, slicking back his hair. He's and then there's a moment in that video when Cody White, you know, shout out to Cody White. I thought this was a very classy moment of his. As he's running to the tunnel, and you can kind of hear him say this. You can hear him say this. If you listen closely, he goes over to Coach D, shakes his hand, and says, hey, we'll come back next week, Coach. We got it next week for you. And Coach D looks like a defeated man right now. You know, I was having a conversation with Jack and Alec Rio, also Audrey Dahlgren of WLNS-TV6, right before Mark walked in the room. And I was just commenting to Audrey, I mean, he just looks defeated right now. He looks out of it. Bags under his eyes. This is it. You feel it. We all feel it. This is it. I believe Mark is going to, and he deserves this. I've been saying this for weeks now. I feel like I'm really, you know, I'm a broken record at this point. He is going to step down on his own terms. After that happens, I really don't know what's going to happen. Many have speculated that he's going to become the athletic director, which seems logical. I would actually like that. That's a good move. And then you go about finding who is going to be the next head coach. And this could go two ways, Jack. You know, when you talk about a new era of coaching here at Michigan State, you know, you look at everything that Mark D'Antonio has built and you think about the glory years. You know, let's just say Michigan State does get Luke Fickell to come in here. I mean, what's a realistic timeline of getting Michigan State back, quote unquote, on the map, so to speak? So I don't know. Because when you have coaching changes, there's going to be it's not like, okay, whoever you hire off ripping that first season is going to lead you to the promised land. It may take some time to build this thing back up, but it's just so it's so unnerving because you really felt like, especially when Michigan State went to the college football playoff and you take into account the Big Ten championships and the Rose Bowl and the Cotton Bowl, and I can go on and on, right? That success, that peak of success, you're sitting there saying, oh, it's only up from here, baby. It's only up from here. It's only a matter of time before, fingers crossed, we win a national championship or we get really close to it, or at least playing that game. But no. And if we're all the way 1,000, I mean, when you talk about Mark D'Antonio, right, the winningest football coach in Michigan State football history, and when you equate that to other amazing tenures in sports history, I'm talking about coaches who have had immense success and, you know, right before they decide to either step down or are fired, it's bad. It goes to a point where it you're losing left and right. The fan base begins to turn on you. I mean, in that video, you know, you hear all the boos coming from the crowd as well. It is ugly. The end of coaching tenures, the end of historic coaching tenures, I should say, usually, more times than not, crash and burn. They end in a bad way. And we're just seeing that right now with Michigan State football. I could not believe what my eyes were seeing on that field, witnessing that. I don't know what else I can say, Jack. It's Michigan week. I don't think that a win against the Wolverines is going to do anything for the hearts and minds of Spartan fans out there. I think that, I don't know if the line has come out yet, but we all know Michigan State is going to be an underdog in that game.
I believe it's Michigan minus 12 and a half.
Minus 12, so it's at double digits. Yep. Michigan is a double-digit favorite this Saturday out in Ann Arbor. And I don't even think, if Michigan State somehow pulls out this upset, what's that going to do for your psyche as a fan? It's going to do nothing.
It'll be fun to laugh at Michigan fans' misery. Right. That's it.
For
like that's it. Yeah.
For a night, right?
And it'll be a lot less funny if like the coaching staff somehow remains intact. You know what I mean? Like that would be let's put it this way. If you told me as a Spartan fan that Michigan State could win this game on Saturday, but it means D'Antonio and staff come back for another year, my response would be, hell no, I would much rather lose.
You take the loss, right?
Absolutely.
We had the same conversation with Brad the
absolutely.
Other day.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, you take the L. And, you know, looking at, you know, Michigan State, needs two more victories to become bowl eligible? You play Michigan this weekend. You play Rutgers the next, and then Maryland. You'll probably be, if you lose this weekend, you'll be playing Maryland for a chance to play in what? I don't know. What kind of bowl game would that be? Like the
Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit.
The Quick Lane. What the heck, man? The Quick Lane Bowl.
Pinstripe Bowl, maybe, out in New York, but probably not.
Oh, my goodness. You'll be playing, if you lose against Michigan, you'll be playing, assuming you'll beat Rutgers. I mean, it's Rutgers, for goodness sake.
We don't have to cover the Quick Lane Bowl if State goes, do we? I'd kind of just rather take my New Year's Day and not have to worry about that team and be with my family, who I love. All right, good.
Yeah, be with your family, Jack. Be with your, and you're an intern anyway, man. We can't have you working holidays anyway, but yeah. My goodness. I got some more thoughts and a few more points I want to talk about concerning this year and something that I saw on Saturday. But I'm going to say that for tomorrow. So our final break. When I come back, we'll put a bow on this Veterans Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. We'll be right back. Good thing I can say about Saturday's football game is that I didn't watch it. Too busy raking and doing chores. I did listen to it. The Spartans' collapse was like listening to a slow motion train wreck. Mike commenting on our Facebook page there, and then Ben chimes in and says that State will be lucky to become bowl eligible. Also notes that Bill Beekman said firing D'Antonio is not up for discussion or debate. So my guess is that he will possibly retire or resign. Yeah, Bill Beekman did say that. which we expected, right? I mean, Bill Beekman is still getting his foot wet being the AD, and Mark D'Antonio, the historical figure that he is in Michigan State athletics lore. I can't see Bill Beekman walking into Coach D's office and saying, yeah, we got to let you go. No, this is going to be, and he deserves to go out on his own terms and deserves to say, hey, I am stepping down. So, yeah, totally with you there, Ben. And Ben also says, tell us what you think, Al. We want to hear what you have to say. Yeah, I have more thoughts about MSU football, but because of time, only because of time. You guys know I always keep it 3,000 like Andre with you guys. Because of time, I am going to address that on the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. But I'm really struggling here because it's what? We got a little less than 120 seconds left here in the show. And I am struggling to come up with anything positive for weekend winners when it comes to the sporting weekend that was here in this great state, here in the Mitten. I guess, again, I do want to give a shout-out. I'm a good sport. I want to give a shout-out to Kirk Cousins. He had a great game yesterday in Arlington, Texas, against my Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football that led to a loss for us. Good thing is we're still in competition for that first place in the NFC North with the Philadelphia Eagles. All right, so Kirk played great. And, again, I do believe he needs to be in the MVP conversation. And, I can't even say weekend winner with this, but, again, a major shout-out to Cassius Winston showing the courage that he showed yesterday playing in light of the unfortunate passing of his late brother Zachary. Thoughts and prayers go out to Cassius and the entire Winston family. I'll have more on the passing of Zachary Winston and Charles Rogers on All Things Considered with our own Carell Vega later on today. So stay tuned for that. Until then, folks, I want you to have a better Monday afternoon and evening. We'll see you on Tuesday. Be easy, people.